Federal lawmakers are pushing to bankroll the Secure Rural Schools Act before Congress gavels out for the year. As James Dawson reports, that money can be a lifeline for districts across our region that are surrounded by untaxable public land.
Chris Bourne is the superintendent in Salmon. It's a sprawling rural district where the federal government owns more than 90% of the land in the county. For Bourne, the Secure Rural Schools Act, or SRS, is crucial for districts like his that can't rely on local property taxes to pad school budgets. He says the federal funding helped repair the roof on his high school without needing to go to voters with a supplemental levy.
That's always nice when I don't have to, plan, on an election to, get a new roof to keep my high school, dry.
This year, Salmon School District received about $400,000 from SRS, but that funding is about to run out. Senators from Idaho, Colorado, and Montana have signed on to a letter urging leaders in both parties to include money for SRS before the end of the year. However, earmarking that cash isn't a slam dunk. Most recently, Congress did not fund the program between 2016 and 2018. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm James Dawson.